KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
Hi, this is Jay Bookspam, calling in from Newark Airport, about to introduce a really wonderful lady. And this is an amazing thing, because I'm on my way to do a wine and food seminar in Minneapolis. But tonight, and every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, you're going to be listening to Rahama Klapman talk about family matters. She's the founder and still runs MASC, Mothers Aligned and Fathers to Save Kids. And she's already affected and helped 41,000 families over 21 years. So we're really, really lucky to listen to her tonight. And here, without further ado, on Zev Brenner's TalkLine Communications Network, is Family Matters with Rahama Klapman.
Good evening, and welcome back to Family Matters, MASC's weekly radio show. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids. And our number is 718-758-0400. Write it down. Maybe you need it for yourself or a loved one. Maybe for your neighbor or someone you're sitting next to in shul. Please jot down our confidential number, 718-758-0400. We are a referral agency. We offer parents support groups facilitated by therapists. We're in the yeshivas. We do programs with staff, with the children, with groups directly in the schools for prevention of all at-risk behaviors. If you know someone that could use our help, please share the number with them, 718-758-0400. Tonight, I have a very, very dear friend, colleague, on with us. I want to welcome Dr. Brad Reedy from Evoke. I'd like to welcome you, Dr. Reedy. He is from Evoke Therapy Programs from Southern Utah, Central Oregon. Welcome, Dr. Reedy.
So good to be here. Thank you so much. I've really appreciated our association and the work that you do in the community with MASC. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for all you do, helping parents, young adults, adolescents, families. And I do want to tell our listeners about our program more than a year ago that we did in Crown Heights with a coalition of agencies there, where it was a very, very snowy, icy snowstorm night on a Sunday night. And remember, Dr. Reedy, I really, when I was getting ready to leave my home to go to the program, I thought, who's going to show up? Maybe right. We'll have seven people. Maybe if we're lucky. And there was nowhere to park. You couldn't walk on the streets. It was so dangerously icy out. And we had over 650 neighborhood people came out to hear Dr. Brad Reedy, Lou Abrams, a very brave parent, and the famous Dr. Rosen in Crown Heights, with other organizations that helped put this program together. So, Dr. Reedy, is it okay if I call you Brad?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
Brad, remember that night? That was an amazing night.
I do. I've been impressed, and I was impressed that night with the reception and what I want to call courage in the community to come out and talk about and listen to difficult, painful subjects that oftentimes have a stigma associated to them. And also, really, especially that night, the courage of parents who have been through difficulties with children and to share their stories so that other people didn't feel so alone. And that was a night I'll never forget.
That was really a night. And let's not forget the night that Madrigos and the organizations in the five towns had you as well. That was a wonderful event also. So it's not just Crown Heights. The five towns has opened the doors taken off the mask after so many years, getting the help, the availability at Madrigos and other programs, mask and other programs for the families. That was also one, and your son was there with you, I
That's
remember.
Right. Right, right. Again, another time when on the front end, we didn't know if there was going to be 20 people or 25 people, and like the Crown Heights event, there was standing room only, and over 500 people that night came out, again, to listen to difficult subjects that I think a lot of people keep hidden in themselves, and that kind of connection and that kind of experience of not being alone, that's why I refer to it as courageous and heroic, because we have to walk past our shame and our fears of judgment and of the stigma associated with it. And so I'm incredibly impressed with the community and their openness and their reaching out.
Yes, absolutely. So I really want to talk about Evoke, but also about your new book, The Journey of the Heroic Parent. Just for my listeners, I just want to say this. Not every book or every therapist is for every family. So whoever's listening, if this works for you, it is a very powerful book, can help your family, whoever is struggling with mental health issues, addictions, or just, you know, growing up, frightening and overwhelming issues with your family members. Mm-hmm. Dr. Brad Reedy's book is a wonderful book for you to read, and anyone can get that on Amazon. You can get it everywhere, anywhere. It's a very famous book, and Mask also has several copies in our office, in our lending library. So anyone that wants to borrow the book, 718-758-0400. So let's get right to it. The book, Brad, can you talk about what is the main message that the parents will walk away with by reading and utilizing your book with their family members?
Yes, you know,
that are
first
struggling.
Right. First, I think it comes at the parents from a compassionate perspective. And so, you know, parents need as much gentleness and kindness and compassion as the children that are struggling. And so many parents feel judged. So at the outset, the tone of the book is to be kind to parents and to not shame them for difficulties, mistakes, challenges that they have. And with that foundation, really what I do is I teach people how to think about parenting questions. I don't give them the answers and kind of prescribe that if you do these three or four things that everything will turn out just right, but say these are the ways that you think about the parenting questions, think about the difficulties, the challenges with your children, and what you'll come away with is a greater sense of clarity, a greater sense of serenity and peace. It's really a spiritual journey, and in the end of the process of dealing with a difficult child or a child who's struggling with any of these issues, what you'll come away with is a better sense of yourself, a new self, a transformation. So the book is about the journey that parents go through as they try to save their children or help heal their children or fix whatever their children are dealing with. And what happens in the process, in my experience, watching from the vantage point I've had as a program director for 23 years, is that parents are changed during the process. And like you said, it applies to parents that have serious and significant problems. I've had people write me emails that don't have children that somehow somebody encouraged them to write the book, and they talked about how it helped them in understanding all of their relationships. So it really does get at the core of who we are in our relationship to other people that we love in our life.
Yes, and you know, Brad, Mask mm-hmm. has support groups, and Dr. Tricia Teer facilitates one group, Sarah mm-hmm. Kahan facilitates a group, Dr. Bencion Twersky and others facilitate groups for parents. You know, when parents call the helpline, they always ask for help for their child, their spouse, their married child, their single child. And when we tell them the power of going the effective changes that can happen as a result of attending a parent support group, they're like, you know, there are some people that are resistant to that. They don't understand why they need to go to group if their child has a problem and not them. So I'd like you to touch on the part of masks. We always say to parents, if you change the music in your home, your child's dance step can change. So whatever you've been doing and it hasn't been working well, let's do something different to get different outcome. So I'm wondering if you can go into, for the parents listening tonight from your book, if you can give us some snippets about that understanding about a parent and their changes in reference to helping their loved ones that are struggling.
Right. And I think that is so common that people are afraid or uncomfortable or feel ashamed or reluctant at least to walk into a parent group. And I think that probably because it suggests to them that they're to blame. But there's this idea of a dance, right, that we do with our children that you talked about it in terms of music. And if you change the dance or you change the music, then people change in relationship to it. And it doesn't need to go back to cause and to blame. I don't talk about cause and blame in my philosophy. I talk about making a shift going forward and learning how to dance differently. And when one changes in one's life, it requires other people, if they're going to stay in relationship with you, it requires them to change. I talk about this all the time. Parent education does not change children. And I say this very clearly in the book. Parent education changes parents. And that change can have a dramatic impact or influence, like the ripple effects in a pond, on the people around them. So somehow we've got to help people understand that walking in this meeting is, or your meetings, the mask meetings, it's not an indictment on you as a human being or a parent. And people hold that role so dear to their heart. But to say, we can teach you a new way of being in relationship to somebody who's self-sabotaging or somebody that's an addict or an alcoholic or struggling with mental health. And while it doesn't seem like we're working on the change of that person, it does have an impact. And lastly, I'll say, when I work with families, because we have a new family program in Salt Lake City, Utah, that we bring in families, I always say to the families on the front end when we're talking about the identified patient, I say, I'm going to go through the most resourceful and resilient person in the family. I'm not going to go through the most compromised person in the family. So I'm going to start with the parents who are resourceful, resilient, capable, grounded, doing well. And then once they're open, once they lay down their armor, then the identified patient is going to feel safer. They're not going to feel like the only project, the only mess up in the family. They're going to feel like it's a safer place to be when everybody's working on the project. So I think my philosophy and Mask's philosophy is identical. It is a family intervention, but it's not coming from a place of shame or blame or pointing the finger. It's coming from a place of, if we can change the dance, it'll have an impact on everybody in the family and the community for that matter.
Absolutely. Empowering parents. I mean, parents go from confusion to clarity when reading your book, listening to your, you have a website, there are blogs, there are you can ask a question, and anyone that wants to reach Dr. Brad Reedy or Evoke therapy programs, I'd like you to give out your contact number, please.
You bet. So if you're interested, you can go on the web, you can go to evoketherapyprograms.com. And you can also go to drbradreedy.com. Those are two places to get to our resources. Our phone number at Evoke is a toll-free number, 866-411-6600. A free resource that we also have, like we have a podcast that is available to the public. And I've broadcast over 1,000 broadcasts over the past 10-plus years. And so those were initially available just to our families and our alumni, but in the last year and a half, and we've had 100,000 listens, we've opened those up to the public, and they're just parent education, parent support, talking about mental illness and addiction and the dynamics in the family. So the podcast is available by going to the podcast app and searching Evoke Therapy Programs. You can also listen there, subscribe there.
That's wonderful. And let me remind my listeners that if you go on to Mask Parents, with an S, parents.org, then all our radio shows are listed on our website. And remember that if you want to donate to Mask to help Mask continue to do these shows, to help families whose children, family members, loved ones need to go inpatient to rehab, the funds do get applied directly. Please go onto the website, be our partner, donate online. Mm-hmm. And again, it's Mask Parents, M-A-S-K, Parents, P-A-R-E-N-T-S as in Sam, .org. And you can go to our book listing also on our website. And Dr. Brad Reedy, tonight's show will be listed on the website also. So if anyone else wants to get somebody to listen to it, just let them know it will be on Mask's website. Dr. Reedy, I'm just wondering, it's important to discover oneself as a parent, but sometimes there are parents that have limitations, and sometimes there are children that live in families where, you know, the limitations impact the children. I'm wondering if you can talk about that, please, the effects on the children and how parents, whether it's a divorced family, whether it's a single parent family, a spouse dies, and all, you know, everything, the child gets impacted by whatever is going on at the home. Can you help those families understand how your book, your podcast can help them?
That's a great question. It's one of the most difficult to answer because it's so true, because I say all the time that children have the unfortunate predicament of being born to human parents and all that comes with that. And so for the average parent, I always say if the expectation is for you to be perfect and for everything to go perfect for your child is doomed. And so first and foremost, it's that the parent own their limitations, their weaknesses, the challenges, that they name it. Because if they don't name it or talk about it, then the child goes through life, and it's just an unconscious process, thinking that something is wrong with them. They know something's wrong in the environment, like you said. They have a parent with significant limitations, or the loss of a parent, or parents that are in great conflict. But the child can only experience that as something is wrong with them. So if you can give a voice to it, that's part of what happens for the children that we work with, right, is that they talk about it. When they talk about it, they're able to make sense out of it, and they're not going to internalize it. So the simple idea and what you provide for the community is going to a place where you can talk about it and where you're not alone and where you're sitting next to somebody who understands you and that the answers aren't that simple. So my answer to the question, and I talk about this in the book, is to give a name to the challenges to so that the child doesn't think that something is wrong with them, because that's the only way young developing children can make sense out of the world, right? It's a very egocentric kind of phase of our life where if something is bad or wrong or mom is upset or distressed or the parents are fighting, there's a badness feeling that goes into the child, and the child spends their life trying to be good and not bad, or in some cases medicating that or developing symptoms around that. So naming it, talking about it, if a parent can own their own limited contribution to a situation, that's the ideal. But as you know, in some cases, some parents aren't even capable of doing that. So having other people in their life that can talk to them about it, give it a name, and help the child express it can be the healing that goes on for them. But no child has a perfect family, and if that's what children need to survive and to thrive in this world, then all children are doomed. So this process of talking about it with a nurturing, compassionate person is the healing that happens for them.
Absolutely. I'm wondering if you can just review the names of your chapters in your book for the listeners so they know whether or not this book applies to them.
Yeah, that's a good challenge. I talk about first of all the idea that the question is not the question. That's the first idea, is that I think most people have the idea that they want to know what to do with their children. What I learned was the question is never what do you do with your children, but who are you, and who are you in relationship to your child? So the first one is finding oneself through parenting. And then I talk about enlightened and intentional parenting, kind of understanding the wound that is beneath the child's symptoms. And that's really a chapter that I think for many people is the most important, because I wish that we could look through the lens of mental health more often, where we see that people that are struggling because they have a wound. So I talk about enlightened and intentional parenting, understanding your children, connecting to your children. I have a behavioral chapter on tools for encouraging change. And then I have some provocative chapters on control versus influence, because I think we get confused about what's controlling. We use a lot of emotional coercion. I talk about shame and guilt, which is big for a lot of people, and this idea of the myth of being right. There's this idea in parenting that we have to be right, and so we lecture, we nag, we try to convince our children of things. And what I say to parents is, in this way of thinking, you don't get to be right anymore. You just get to be you. And that means that their children get to be them, too. But you can have your boundaries, but you don't get to be right about it. And then, of course, I end with how to get the support that you need, because I've spent a lot of time listening to the rhetoric around parent education and parent culture in our society. And one of the things that troubles me so much is how shaming we can be to parents. And parents are their own wounded children, right? They have their own limited background. And so my approach is parents need the same kind of compassion that their struggling children need. So in the end, I talk about how to get the support that you need. And because our children and the children that MASC works with and the families that MASC works with, because they have these challenges, we need more support than people that don't have these challenges. So we need other sources, like the groups and the resources that you offer at MASC and the work that I do, the books, the webinars, the podcasts, whatever it is, we need more help. And so It's like I said, it's a heroic journey, because most people are afraid. Most people, it takes a lot of courage to walk, to make that phone call to MASC, to walk into a parent group, I think that's one of the reasons why I like having a book, is that it's a simple introduction into it, and it's something you can do very, very privately, but it takes a lot of courage to love in the way that we ask parents to love these children that are struggling with mental health and addiction issues.
Wow. You know, Brad, I know personally so many families, so many people that Evoke and you have helped them on their journey of recovery. And I know you all provide a very high level and personalized care, just starting from the admissions process. So just, you know, in short, can you tell us a little bit about the programs that are available?
Yeah, we have our primary program is a wilderness therapy program. So that's an outdoor program that deals with adolescents and young adults struggling with mental health or addiction issues. And so it's like traditional therapy, but outdoor camping, living in small groups. It's very powerful, very provocative. It's a wonderful metaphor for making your way through the wilderness of life. And the family work that we do along with it is pretty significant, so the families get invited into the process also. And then we've recently opened a program outside of Salt Lake City, Utah, for families called Evoke Summit Lodge, where we bring in families and adult parents of children, and we do workshops for 3, 4, and 5 days, helping people to work on their own issues, to bring those back to their children. So the Wilderness Therapy Program in Southern Utah and Central Oregon, and then the Family Program at Evoke in Park City, Utah, are the three programs that we run.
Yes, and they all are very, very experienced. The expertise is just, I mean, superior to many programs that I know of, far superior. Evoke is a wonderful program. Dr. Brad Reedy, I'd like you again to please share with my listeners your contact and Evoke's contact, please.
Yeah. Thank you. You can go to evoketherapy.com. Or you can call 866-411-6600. And I want to thank you, too, because the work that you have done, the collaborative work that we've done together, and the families that you've helped, the families that we've both shared, the kind of work that MASC is doing in the community at large and the families we've shared together, I am so grateful for what you're doing. It's it's my life's mission, and I'm glad to share it with MASC and the work that you do, because you guys are fantastic resources to the community.
Thank you, Dr. Reedy. Before we sign off, can you just walk us through the process in reference to admission? A parent would call Evoke, and what exactly happens?
Yeah, you would call that number. You would talk to an admissions counselor. They would see, decide if you're appropriate for Evoke. And we have different groups with different kinds of students, different issues. So then they would just select a group that fit for you. You could search the website, study the therapist. If you wanted a more therapeutic discussion, they would set up a phone call with the therapist or with me to make sure that all of your questions are answered. You'd fill out the paperwork. If it's a young adult, they fill out the paperwork. And because we're dealing in crisis, our admissions process can be as quick as 24 hours. Most people, it'll take a week or so, or maybe 2 weeks for them to fill out the paperwork and to do their due diligence to research it. But the process is as simple as making a phone call, starting the application online, talking to a therapist, feeling good about what you're doing. You can talk to a parent who's been through the program. We have resources with parent mentors where you can reach out and they can share parent-to-parent their own story, their own journey in the process. And then we also have monthly parent groups in New York City that we announce on our website and on social media that parents come to. Last week I was there in New York City. We had 52 parents that came to our meeting in Midtown. So we do that once a month, too. So for your local families, that's also a place that you can go, a resource that you can go to. So if you look for us on social media, you can see the announcements for those meetings there.
Right. And those that want to attend a parent group in Brooklyn, please call the MASC office as well, 718-758-0400. Dr. Reedy, it's wonderful having you on. I know the wonderful work that you do with families and the Evoke programs, how wonderful they work with the families, how professional they are. And I always love collaborating with you and the community at large, working with Dr. Brad Reedy. And for those that need a naloxone kit, free training, please call the confidential helpline at MASC, and we can send somebody to your home for a prevention of opiate overdose, a free kit, 718-758-0400. Dr. Reedy, it's wonderful having you with us tonight. Hope to have you on again very soon. And I want to thank you.
Thank you. Always an honor to be with you. And thanks for all the work that you do with your families, the thousands of families you help each year.
Thank you. And I want to wish all our listeners a very good evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Good night.
Anytime you're traveling out of the United States, TraffKit can help you, whether it's getting all communications, phone, and cellular needs, or to travel insurance. It only takes a few minutes to make it most of your time to get back the full value if you lose your luggage, or God forbid, if you experience a medical emergency. It's affordable. Call TraffKit even at the last moment at 718-633-4545. TraffKit has the best reliable SIM cards in Israel. Please check out their Google reviews. They have nothing to hide. They offer the best service there is. Everything unlimited for only $6 a day. Call TraffKit at 718-633-4545. Again, that's 718-633-4545. Don't wait till the last moment. If you're looking for a nice car rental in Israel, no hassle with shuttle or confusion, pick up and drop off in Terminal 3, which is the main terminal, called Coupe, and it'll take great care of you, from the newest Cadillac to a nice mini SUV. Call TraffKit at 718-633-4545. Don't forget, it only takes a few minutes, and you'll have your car book done. Yes, at TraffKit, they get it done. So from car rentals to insurance to communications to cellular, it's TraffKit, 718-633-4545.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.